You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News, as the dust settles on the federal election 2025, we can now report that the NDP incumbent for Skeena-Buckley Valley has lost his two-term seat to Conservative challenger Ellis Ross. Ross picked up about 47% of the vote with more than 18,000 ballots cast for him, breaking a long-time Conservative threshold in the region, which usually receives no more than 14,000 votes and change. However, the voter turnout this time around was pretty dismal, with only about 55% of eligible voters in Skeena-Buckley Valley casting their ballots. There are still a few polls to be counted, but more than 94% of the polls have been reported to Elections Canada. The NDP's Taylor Bacharach picked up about 38% of the vote, with the Liberals' Inderpal Dhillon receiving about 11% of the vote, a clear vote split for the progressive vote in Skeena-Buckley Valley. Last night, both Conservative MP-elect Ellis Ross and the NDP's Taylor Bacharach were unavailable for comment. However, they did release short statements. On Facebook, Bacharach wrote, quote, "A few moments ago, I called Ellis Ross and congratulated him on becoming the next Member of Parliament for this beautiful place we call home. I'm incredibly proud of the campaign our team ran. It's been the honor of my life to serve the people of this region, and despite the challenging times we're living in, I'm filled with hope for the future." As Neil Young wrote, "In the field of opportunity, it's plowing time again," end quote. In Terrace, speaking to supporters, MP-elect Ellis Ross said, quote, "I do want to say I really admire your faith in Canada. I really admire that given what we've gone through, the drugs, the unaffordability, the crime, and not to mention what a weak country we have become, this is one of the most passionate elections I've ever been part of, almost to the point of being polarizing, but we kept it clean, we kept it above board. I really respect that," end quote. In Ottawa, the Liberals under Prime Minister Mark Carney will form the next government. However, it is likely it will remain a minority government, but several ridings still need to be confirmed. In the riding of Carleton, leader of the Conservative Party, Pierre Poilievre, has lost his longtime held seat to Liberal Bruce Fanjoy by a wide margin, calling into question if Poilievre will stay on as the leader of the Conservatives. And in Burnaby, Jagmeet Singh also lost his seat and has resigned as the leader of the federal NDP. Stay tuned to CICK News for any updates on the outcome of the federal election 2025 as we look to speak to both the NDP's Taylor Bacharach and the MP-elect for Skeena-Buckley Valley, Ellis Ross. You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or check us out on the web at smithersradio.com. CICK News has been made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to my colleague Pam Hassan and all of our roving journalists, I'm Daniel Messick. Thanks for listening.